Ladies and gentlemen, good day. It's evening in Douala and we're rising to another week. So many things passing all over the world and so many things challenging the existence of a family. On Club Solabar, we will try to define what were the roles, what were the duties, and what were the functions of a man, husband, wife, and the children in the nuclear family. Back in the day, I'm talking my days before internet and before Google and before Wikipedia, the father was papa, the father was daddy, the provider, the protector, the man who had a plate in the house, a cup, and a chair. The man, when he came, everybody stood and knew that the boss was around. On Club Solabar, we're looking at the role of fathers today. Is it still relevant? Have fathers lost it? Is it still important to have papa in the house? Now that women decide when to have and women do the roles of papa, and women pay fees and women and many other things that papa used to do, women now think they do. But again, are these women papa? Are these women raising men who understand the role of papa, or they are mommy in miniature? Our microphone went out to talk to some people, and we had the chance to meet the CEO and PDG of Empire Media Group, Mr. Fu James, who gladly accepted to talk with us, and many other people that we met around. But today we'll be talking to Mr. Fu, and will be giving me his insights on what he thinks about the question. My name is Bea. Welcome to this interesting ride on this particular day. Let's have some music from Manu Dibango and Marin Zie right here on Solabar. Stay tuned.
Solabar FM, la première radio info musicale de Douala. La radio de Douala.
Solabar FM. So fresh. So fresh.
Avec élégance, balancez-moi ça. Moi ça, balancez-moi ça. Ah, ah. Allons-y.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we had the interview of Mr. Fu James from Empire Media Group. He had an open mind that a lot of us may not have. He looked at life from a huge perspective. The world today is going in a direction where people seem to think because they have financial gain are a little bit more intelligent, because girls are. Come to think of it, most of the girls that they did for class today, they pass our sons and they pass that boy beginning of class. Number one, Mary. Number two, Jane. Number four, Michael. Man picking the kind of number four. In my reflection today, I want to be able to tell you that most of the men you see who have masculine roles were not the most intelligent of persons. So if you're lucky along the way and meet a woman who is strong enough, tap from her alpha and masculine energy and be able to raise a better family. Now, but does a woman not need a man? No way. No matter how smart a woman is, intelligent, no matter how creative, and no matter how independent she may be, there is no woman that can proclaim and acclaim that she does not need the energy of a man to raise a boy child, teaching him fishing, the power of protection, and handling the physical abilities of life. Women that have said they are transgender and have transformed to men have tried men roles and have failed, been beaten by them. We've seen women who've transformed their bodies to become men go to fight, even in the UFC. They knock out 21 seconds. Inoste, or seen women who went into the army and thought they could do like men. XY chromosome is in men and the X is in women. Men have better testosterone levels than women. It is simple biology. And women, never you say you don't need a man. No woman would cope without the energy of a good man by her side. I can assure you, being single is beautiful. That I can acclaim and say. But single is not a choice. Single is out of circumstances. Some people, because of a disappointment, now are afraid to have a relationship. These statements, like Mr. Fru said, pop out of deep sorrow, disappointment, cheating, and other brokennesses that come from circumstances. But do these things have to let you say, I don't need a man, I can do without a man, especially if you have children to raise? There comes the big picture and the big problem. Most men today, whose mothers said they did not need a man and were still sleeping with people's fathers and mothers, have raised some very terrible boys today who cannot sustain a family because their mothers were agwara women, single mommy smoke cigar, and women that made a lot of money but did not raise children because they did not have time for these kids or did not have men. Today, now Uncle Sam, the next day Uncle Mike, and the children kept on seeing different roles and faces of fathers, in quotes. It traumatized a lot of us. It traumatized a lot of us men. It traumatized a lot of you listening to the program too.
Yo sali moi nanga ya tongo oya pesa kanga sai yo sali pololo ya motema nanga soki yo te o nalie tu yanga mi mon cœur comme ça là c'est fini. Tu y as nyanga mi mon cœur comme ça là, c'est foutu. Ambifem bifem, je t'aime. Ambifem bifem, aussi aux imos te mananga. Ambifem bifem, nasalaboni on a lingio. Ambifem bifem, maman. Et Dieu. Rosali. Moi inga la kana tongo, soki na zangi yango na kobeba. Yo zalie, fololo ya motema nanga. Wapi yo? Tu anyanga mi mon cœur comme ça là, c'est fini. Tu anyanga mi mon cœur comme ça là, c'est foutu. Ambi fem bi fe.
Oh, be fair,
be fair,
oh, be fair,
oh, be
fair, oh, be
fair,
oh, be fair,
oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be fair, oh, be
Sous la bas FM, Douala.
Sous et là-bas.